Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, October 7th, 2021. Today he is addressing the unreality of separation. You are the awakening process, so trust it and celebrate it. There is no separation. Such a state is impossible because we are all and all one. Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, whatever word or words anyone chooses to use to label the All is totally immaterial, can only be known and experienced because it is totally beyond naming. And when there is only the One, naming is obviously completely unnecessary. The One is infinite consciousness, infinite awareness, infinite wisdom, infinite intelligence that expresses itself, makes itself known to itself, to all sentient life, as the infinite, all-embracing vastness that is all. In humans, it is experienced as conscious awareness of itself, as constrained and restricted by the limitations that are the nature of human form, the inability to see or sense energy frequencies that are not extremely close to those that enliven that form. To awaken is to know, to be aware of all, to experience self as oneness, as all-knowing wisdom, as love. Love is all is love, there is no separation. All sentient life is love, Mother, Father, God, Source, experiencing itself in infinite ways. It is in permanent and eternal connectedness with itself in infinite peace and joy. It is awake. And humanity is in the collective process of awakening right now, in this very moment as you read this or listen to it. You are all the divine and beloved children of God, eternally connected to, one with, and in the presence of God. As I have told you so many times, and as have so many others from the non-physical realms, there is no possibility of your being lost, alone, or abandoned, because there is nowhere in which that could happen. You are eternally one with, and therefore in the presence of Source, but have hidden that truth from yourselves in order to play the game of separation, to dream the unreal nightmare of a life of fear and suffering. None of you would allow that to happen to your own children or to young ones for whom you care and are responsible. So how could you imagine, let alone believe, that God, who is love, would allow it to happen to you? You are infinitely loved in every moment of your eternal existence, and that is an unchanging state. God creates only in love, for love, and therefore for the infinite joy that creation is constantly providing. Deep within yourselves you do know that this is so, that this is the truth, but for as long as you choose to remain unaware of this, this unawareness is what you will experience. You, just like God, have free will because you have all that she, he has and is. It was bestowed upon you at the moment of your eternal creation, and he, she will never deny, remove, or override that freedom. Frequently, your human life experiences seem to indicate that you do not have any freedom, let alone free will. But that is just an aspect of the human experience that you chose to incorporate into the construction of the illusory reality, the unreal non-reality that you designed and built to engage in with an imaginary and completely unreal state of separation from Source. The collective awakening process that humanity is presently undergoing is undoing the illusion, and there are signs of this all across the world as the illusions presented to you by the mainstream media come ever more clearly into your collective awareness as just that, a corrupt and gigantic illusion supported by lies and deceits that can no longer remain hidden from view. All is well. Now you need to re-engage with trust. The vast majority of humanity intends to be honest and trustworthy, to act consciously from a place of integrity. However, for eons, due to the way in which you collectively established unreality, the human experience has been that trust does not work, that if you trust others, they will betray you, and so dishonesty and corruption have become endemic, precisely as you planned. The good news is that you are becoming increasingly aware of the insanity of living like this, and millions of you are forming new communities, often online through the wonders of modern technology, of like-minded, honest and loving individuals. These new online communities are inspiring and uplifting their members as they set their intent daily to be only loving whatever arises for them to deal with, and they are meeting regularly to meditate together with a most powerful communal intent to dissolve the long-established sense of separation and recognize themselves as one with each other and, of course, with Source. You are all aware of online meditations for world peace, for rain to bring the forest fires to an end, for wisdom to arise in those that run governments, large industrial complexes, universities and schools, and religious organizations. All of these group meditations are having a most wonderful effect, causing people to become aware that their ego-driven agendas are what bring about chaos and confusion and conflict that is now happening in so many places on your beautiful planet. And so they are now setting the intent to allow love to guide them instead of their egos. Remember that the individual task for each one of you is to choose love and acceptance of others, regardless of ethnicity, culture, nationality, or religious persuasion, instead of fearing them, which is always an ego-driven seeking to be more special than anyone else. And this always leads to more fear and anxiety, as your history shows you so clearly. By doing this, you are following the life paths that you all set yourselves prior to your present incarnation in human form, namely to remember your inseparable oneness with Source, with love, and thus engage fully and most effectively with humanity's collective awakening process. You are the awakening process. So trust it and celebrate it as you see its progress accelerating daily, just as you intend. Your loving brother, Jesus.